you talk to people and out in the hockey world, and you know, from the NHL on down, I think one of the big things is head coach. It always comes up, head coaching experience, mm-hmm. On your resume. So, having said that, you don't necessarily need it all the time, but it helps. So, this is an opportunity where Billy's going to go to a very good league. They had 37 players get drafted this past spring in the National Hockey League. So, it's the highest level you can go, and there's players, you know, a lot getting drafted. Right. So it's a good brand of hockey. It's a great opportunity. Now he'll get that head coaching experience, which is good. I learned, obviously, 4 years ago. I thought I knew everything about hockey. I've been in college hockey a long time. But until you actually run your own program and your team and all the other things that come along with it, not just the hockey part of it, but outside of hockey and how you manage a team, how you manage individuals, it's a learning process. And I think this will be a good opportunity for Billy to learn some of those skills and also, you know, like I said, get that head coaching experience on his resume. So he's been pursued before, ever since he got here. You know, I knew he's a rising coach. And because of his NHL experience, because of his college background, because of the success he had as here at Tech, he's really made himself, successful and elevated his status out in the hockey world. So he's done a great job, and good for him.
So obviously that leaves a big hole in the program right now, which you are trying to fill. And can you tell us how the search has been going so far?
Yeah, it's been an ongoing process from the day that the word got out that Billy would be named the head coach at Tri-City. So we've had a number of calls, number of emails, number of texts, and the job will be posted, I believe, Monday or Tuesday of next week. So we have to go through the whole process with HR, human resources, and I've had a few guys in mind to reach out to a few former players just to see if they had any interest that I've known, and some contacts. So. And some are very comfortable in their jobs in the NHL, and a couple might be interested. So, we've got it's interesting. A year ago, we went through the same process, and there's a few of the same names, but it's really a completely different set of
names. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think part of it is that's how much change there is from year to year. So a lot of those guys who might have been looking last year maybe found some places, and you just don't want to bounce to another place right away, or maybe they went through the process and didn't think they would be looked at. I don't know. So anyway, it's almost a completely different list. There's a few similar names on there, but not many. So it's exciting. You get to look through some of the resumes, and there's some good people out there, some really good hockey people. So the problem is I think they broke the mold with Billy, as they built him and then broke the mold. He's a tough one to replace, but very fortunate to have Joe Sean on staff too. So he's been very good. Good sounding board and good person to be able to bounce things off of, and him and I will go through some of the resumes and some of the people, and he'll have a big influence on this decision also.
With Billy being so strong everywhere, but yeah. Really Western Canada, how much does that play into somebody's resume looking to you as somebody being the right guy?
Well, that's important, but at the same time, if we find the right person who can bring some of the attributes, with the passion that Billy has, being able to get along with everybody, being able to sell Michigan Tech, having some past experience, whether at the pro level or college level. If they haven't been out Western Canada, that's okay. Joe's been out there quite a bit already, so he's very familiar with that territory. But having said that, if someone comes along who has that would be nice too. So we're in good shape. Billy and Joe have done a great job as far as building, stockpiling some recruits for down the road from Western Canada. Mm-hmm. So we feel great about that. We have some players in the cupboard, so to speak. So the new guy will have a little bit of time to get his feet on the ground and get running. But if we can find someone with experience, that's a plus.
Do you feel this was the best time since you've been here for Billy to leave, as far as what we already have coming in and as far as we're set, and not only for his readiness to go somewhere else?
No question. He's left the program in great shape. And like I said, both him and Joe have done a great job on the recruiting front. So I feel good about that. One of the things is you just want to maintain those relationships with the recruits. And we did that. We reached out to all of them. And before Billy, it became public. So just so they knew what was going to happen there. And they're all great. I think they all supported the move for Billy. They understand it's a move up. And if they're in a situation, they get a chance to move on at some point here, whether it's the Phoenix Copleys or Tanner and Jujar. I mean, they're going to look at that. So So no question. I think the timing is good. It's never good, but you know, if you had to pick a time, maybe this is the right time.
So. Is this later in the summer than this usually happens with the USHL coach? And
No, there's two openings currently right now in the USHL. Dubuque Fighting Saints are looking for a coach, as are the Youngstown Phantoms. So there's a couple openings currently. So so when you say is it early? Not really. I mean, I think a lot of things. This day and age tend to evolve around the NHL draft, and the NHL draft was at the end of June there. So, so there's a lot of things going on, and I know Billy had some other opportunities to go pro and whatnot. So, but he chose this route. But that seems to set everything in motion. That the NHL draft, everything's around there. So, as much as the draft, it's become a job market too, a job fair down there now. A lot of, you know, because the whole hockey world seems to go down there.
You always hear, at least other programs, talk about how there's a head recruiter, and then, you know, as far as the assistant coaches, do you have a number one and a number two as far as your assistant coaches, or does it really matter in that sense?
No, we don't. We split the duties up. You know, we do have some crossover where, you know, both guys will go to Minnesota, for example, and maybe look at the same player. We have maybe BC from Billy's out there, played out there. He might tend to go out there a little bit more than Joe, but Joe went out to BC last year too. So we really don't have a one and two, and we just have a staff, and we're all involved in so many different things, and we cross over, and I think that's important. You know, you just don't want to be known as a recruiter. You know, just don't know, I guess, be known as a coach, you know, in college. You have to do both. You have to be successful and master both of them to be really good at your craft. So I think it's important that we don't separate them and one guy's your lead recruiter. Other programs do it a little bit different, but like I said, I want both of our guys, both of our assistants. The way you recruit your assistants is you want them to be able to have the opportunity to be a head coach someday. That's how I look at it.
What about the draft, Coach? The NHL draft taking place a couple of weeks ago, and some records were set as far as college players being drafted in the early first-round area. Of course, Eichel, no surprise, going second, and the top college kid being drafted. But what are your thoughts overall on the draft?
Well, I thought it was a great day for college hockey and U.S. Kids in the draft, and when you look at it. So college hockey continues to get, you know, better and better. You see more kids get drafted, you know, that are either in college or most of them are coming into college because of where the draft age falls. So I thought it was a tremendous day for college hockey. And it's we have over 33%, I think, now playing in the National Hockey League. And I think that number can continue to grow as we grow programs. With Ohio, you know, Arizona State has a player that's going there that was drafted.
I saw
They haven't even played a Division I game yet, and they've got a kid being drafted already that's going to that program. That's tremendous. So, things are going well in that direction. So, you know, when you see three of the first eight players, I believe it was drafted, you know, college players with Eichel, Marinsky down at Michigan, and then Noah Haflin from Boston College. I think it's great. So, so it's good. And I thought it was an exciting day, and we had a number of kids that could have been drafted, but we had one, and that's feel good about him. And whether you get drafted or not, I always look at it. If you're drafted, you're trying to prove to that team why they drafted you. Mm-hmm. And if you're not drafted, you're trying to prove to all 30 teams why you should have been drafted. Right. So you always have something to prove, whether you're drafted or not. And just because you draft, you know, doesn't, you know, if someone doesn't hit you with that magic wand, all of a sudden you're a better player. You have to continue to grow as a player and improve and get better.
Matt Roy is the gentleman you're talking about, the to-be sophomore from Michigan Tech, getting drafted to the LA Kings, seventh round, I think, right?
Yep,
seventh round. Were you surprised at all? I wasn't, but were you surprised at all with him?
No, because all through the year we had a number of teams following him. You know, obviously LA was one of those teams. Mm-hmm. You know, and LA does a real good job, the LA Kings who drafted Matt Roy. They do it a little bit different than some teams do as far as what they chart in a player when they're looking for guys to draft. And I mean, they were telling me some things I didn't even know about Matt Roy, you know, about you know, his stick and how well he uses his stick on puck and how many times in a game he does it and all this. And it sort of blew me away. So they do a tremendous job. Shouldn't be surprised. I mean, they've won a couple Stanley Cups and whatnot. So so congrats to Matt. And I was happy for him. But at the same time, we try to temper it a little bit by saying, if you don't get drafted, that's fine. Then you get 30 teams looking at you. You know, you're not the property of one team. you get a lot of different teams looking at you. And that'd be the case with guys like Joel Esperance and Tyler Hanen, and who I think, you know, obviously have